Today's daf is daf beis, the beginning of Maseches Ksubos. As I was just saying, Ksubos is Shas Katan, and Mitzvah Hashem, the Siyum will be on the second day Shuas, supposedly. I didn't check it out, but that's what I was told. So the first mission of the Masechta starts as follows. Besula Nisesh Liyom Harvi. Besula is supposed to get married on the fourth day of the week, which is Wednesday. Valmana Liyom HaChemishi, and a woman who's been widowed, is supposed to get married on a Thursday. Why? Shepamayim b'Shabbos, twice a week, bate dinim yoshvin bayaros b'yom hashini yom hachamishi. The Beis Din, in certain cities, we'll find out this is not always true, but in the cities where the bate dinim would sit just twice a week, which would be typically Monday and Thursday, we'll go through Rashi in a second. So what's the significance? She'im haya lo tainis besulam haya mashkin l'Beis Din. So the idea is that if they get married on Wednesday, and then there's going to be Bir Rishona Wednesday night, and let's say it turns out the besula who's supposed to have basulim has no basulim, so the very next morning, the chassan is going to go to the basin, which sits on Thursday morning, and going to say, I married a basula, and this woman's not a basula. So that's why there's two, well, Gemara's going to go through, why not Sunday night? If they sit on Monday and Thursday, the idea is that the night before he didn't find basulim, he's going to go to basin the very next morning, so why not on Sunday as well? So Gemara's going to discuss this, but Wednesday night is the ideal time to get married. So Rashi explains, let's go through Rashi. Rashi first of all said, the first Rashi says, Basula Nisesh Liyom Arvi, Takanas Chacham Hi, Shetinase Birvi B'Shabbos. This is a Takanas Chacham, there's no Din Daraisa going on here. And Shepamayim B'Shabbos, Rashi says, Abasula Kai, this refers to the Basula, that B'Sheni V'Chamishi. So Rashi explains that, Achas Me'ezer Takanas Shetikin Ezer. Ezer made 10 Takanas, is a Gemara that's found in Baba Kama, Pei Bezim and Aleph. And one of the 10 is that the Beis Din sits twice a week, Monday and Thursdays, Mefarish Kulu. Gemara explains in Baba Kama all the different Takanas. And for the following reason, they said to get married on a Wednesday. If the chassan has tainis basulim, which means that I didn't find any basulim that I was supposed to find, yashkim lebezdin bo'od kaso alav. He's going to wake up the next morning, Thursday morning, wake up, and be so angry, and he's going to go to the Beis Din. V'im yeshos bein time, if there's some time in between, let's say they get married Monday night, so he's got to wait Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, he's got to wait 3 days to go to the basin. The concern is, Shema yispais v'tiskar daita v'yikaimenu. Maybe he'll just cool off, or relax, and say, okay, not the biggest deal. She's a lovely woman, I'll marry her, stay married to her anyways, and not go to basin. The Shema, so what's the concern? So if he's happy, let her stay married, who really cares? Because Shema yizinsa tachta v'neshalav, because it's possible that, no, maybe while they were engaged, they were Arison. We don't have Arison nowadays in the time period, but they used to get engaged, Arison, and then 12 months later get married. So while she's in Arusa, it's Asr for her to be with somebody else. And if she were to be with somebody else, she would actually be Asr to stay with him, as the Pasuk says, and then Gemara and Tota quotes the Pasuk in Parshas Naso, Mivinistera Vihi Nitma. If she's with another man, she becomes Asr to him. So that's the concern. If there's going to be a delay, so he's not going to go to Basin, and they're going to say married, which is in fact going to be Usher. So what good is it going to Basin? He's going to go and complain. So what's that going to do? Bring me proof. Says Rashi, Umitoch she yavo lebezdin, from the fact that he goes to Basin, yizbar hadavar, kishyotza kol, everybody's going to know that Chassan and Kala got married last night. Now they went to Basin. Everybody's going to know there's obviously an issue going on here. And Shema yavo Aiden, maybe Aiden are going to come up and say, oh, we actually saw this woman a few months ago with another man, the Gemara Paruch Fan. So that's what Rashi explains.
Nice way to start the marriage.
Right, very nice, right. So there's a very long tosos here, a very important tosos. I'm tempted to go through it, because it's very, very fundamental to how Sfek Sfek works, but maybe it's a little bit too in-depth.
Which one?
The Dibur Maskil Shem. It's based on a Gemara Daf Test later on, a very famous Gemara. I'll just say outside what the basic lumness is without going through the details, I guess. In general, we've paskin sfek sveka lakula. If there's a double suffix, so the suffix is that maybe she, isn't there a sfek sveka, that maybe she lost her basula before they even got engaged, which is going to be okay. She just won't be a basula, so she won't get a full contract, but she's not going to be usertim. And let's say she was during an Arusa, while she's in Arusa, she was with another man, maybe it was Be'onis. Maybe it was she was raped, in which case she wouldn't be Usher either, as long as he's a Yisrael. Not by a Kohen, a Nusa would be Usher to a Kohen. But by Yisrael, not. So the Sfek Sveka should be Lakula. Again, Safek, maybe it was before they got married, even before they got engaged, she was with somebody else. And even if they were engaged when she was with another man, maybe it was a Nusa. So it's Svek Sveika. So what's Rashi saying here? So Rashi explains that even in a case of Svek Sveika, where we're always Mekel, if it's Efshir Levara, if you could find out what happened, the details, you're supposed to look into it. And looking through Tosis without reading the inside, he says not true. By Svek Sveika, there's no requirement to be Mevara what goes on. When the Paskin Svek Sveika is Mutter, it's final, nothing you have to look further. There's big machlok is whether Svek Sveika is Mamish Mutter, it's a Din Halacha Mutter, or it's simply just a we're stuck. It's a default. We don't know how to answer. So it seems to say it's a mutter, but if you could find out otherwise, you should be mevarer. That's the machlok. It's very, very important. Machlok is Rashi Tosfos.
What's the din if she was in, if she's in ta before his time, okay? Which is obviously not allowed by Torah law.
Right.
So it doesn't make her possible in any way.
So it's going to be a mekach tos, whereby she a mekach tos, mekach taut.
Taut, okay.
Whereby he married a Bezula, a Betula, and in fact she wasn't. So the whole marriage is called off. But they're not Usser. He could stay married to her if he wants to. But if she's Mizana while they're engaged, then they're actually Usser. Okay, so the Gemara is going to go now. The first half of this Gemara is a bit confusing, so just bear with me. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Mipnei ma amru Bezula niseis liyam harvi. For what reason did the Chacham say that a woman should get married, or a Basul in particular, should get married on a Wednesday? Lefisha Shaninu, we taught in a much later on Mishnah, he gives mine of lo nisu, ochos mishalov, ochos bichuma. So the way it used to work is, Rashi explains all this, but it's a Mishnah later on in the Perek Afalpi, that when they would get engaged, it set 12 months up for them to get prepared. That he has to get prepared, get himself a business, get himself parnasa, and she has to go ahead and make herself pretty and get tachshit and get clothing and get jewelry and prepare herself as well. So they both have 12 minutes to get ready. 12 months, rather, to get ready. Let's say the time comes, the 12-month period comes up, now it's time to get married, but they don't get married. For some reason, something gets in the way. So the halacha is that she is, even though she's a Yisrael, let's say Bas Yisrael, and her Chasson is a Kohen, she's allowed to start eating Truma even though they're not actually married yet. Mm-hmm. And now, Midirais, if you remember, we saw this in Yevamos, Midirais, let's look at Rashi, I think, explains all this also. Look at Rashi, Ochos Mishalo. She eats from his food. Shabal Chai B'Mizonos Isho Mitakonos Bezdin. So the big machlokus in the Rishonim and the Achronim, when 12 months come and they don't get married and he has to start feeding her, is that a penalty that we give the husband? Or is that Mikra Din? So they point to this Rashi that says it's a Takanas Chachamim. It's a Din. It's not a Kenas. There's no penalty going on. There's a requirement at 12 months he has to start feeding her. Others present it as, no, since he didn't get married at 12 months, we penalize him, require him to pay her food. Okay. Then Rashi says, V'ocholos b'truma. She also eats truma even though she's a Yisrael, since she's engaged to a Kohen, says Rashi, im Kohen hu v'hi bas Yisrael, she a Kohen machel es ishto b'truma k'div yalf mi v'kohen ki yikna nefesh. Midaraisa, when a Kohen engages a woman, he owns her, it's an acquisition, and he's allowed to feed her truma. So the question becomes, so why during the whole period of Arusa, when they're Erisin, does she not eat truma? Remember the reason why?
Because there's a...
So, exactly. Midaraisa, when a Kohen engages a woman, she's allowed to eat truma. But we say not to, because we're concerned she might bring some of the truma back to her father's house, who are Yisraelim. So Midaraisa, they're allowed to. Chum say you can't. But if 12 months come and they don't get married, then Chum say, okay, let's do away with that takana. Let's follow the Midaraisa and she's allowed to start eating truma. So the Gemara says, if 12 months come, so again, we're trying to figure out what's the reason why that a Pesula is supposed to get married on Yom Ravi. The Gemara explains because when 12 months arrives and she doesn't get married yet to him, she starts eating truma.
The Gemara
is going to say, well, it's not what Gemara is talking about here. So that's exactly what the Gemara is going to ask. Furthermore, the Gemara says, Yachol Higiyazman Be'echer B'Shabbos. Let's say Sunday arrives. Yehei Mal Lamazonos. Maybe the 12 months happens to end up on a Sunday. So maybe then she should also start collecting her Mazonos. So the Gemara says, L'chach Sheninu Besula Nisesh Liyom Harvi. And that's why they taught she should get married on Wednesday. So as you just said, this makes absolutely no sense. Comes along Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yosef, Mara Davram, the God of Avram, Tala Tanya, B'dula Tanya, you're collecting a brisa to sign that's not a brisa. Hey Tanya, hey little Tanya, which one's a brisa, which one's not a brisa? Hatanya, Hatanya, they're both brisas. There's a lot of confusion going on here. The Gemara is connecting marrying on the Ravi to collecting mizonos after 12 months. And then the Gemara says, you're connecting a brisa to sign that's not a brisa. And then the Gemara says, what do you mean, they're both brisas? What's going on here? So Ella, what the Gemara explains is as follows. Tali Tanya, Dimifarish Taima, Midatanya b'delomim farish tamim. You're taking a Mishnah, our Mishnah, which explains the reason why she gets married in Revi, because she's supposed to go the next. He's supposed to go the next morning to Basin. You're making this Mishnah depend on a Mishnah later on about collecting mizonot after 12 months, which does not explain the reasoning. So there's a lot of confusion going on here. And Rashi explains the confusion as follows. Look at Rashi, Mara de Avram. Tama al divei rabba. They're very amazed and wondering what exactly the Rebbe is telling them. Vamar Mara de Avram, the God of Avram, maze haya lishmuel omar kein, v'od shechala Rav Yosef. If Yosef got sick, v'shachach tamuda v'toal dvar harishonim. He would forget a lot of things and he made mistakes. So there's a lot of confusion as to what's going on here. So let's figure out what's going on. The Gemara says, Ella itmar, if you're going to say, Hachi Yidmar, this is the way the Gemara is supposed to present itself is as follows. Amr Rav Yehuda Amr Shmuel. Mipnei ma Amr Basula Nisei Liyom Harvi. What's the reason why a Basula is supposed to get married on Wednesday? As the Mishnah tells us, Shim Haya lo Tainis Basulim. If the Chassan has a Tainis Basulim that he didn't find in Basulim the night before, Haya Mashmul Bezdin. Vitinase by Bezdin. He'll wake up the next morning on Thursday and go complain to Bezdin. So says the Gemara, "V'tinase be'erachah b'Shabbos." So why not also get married on Sunday? She'im haya lo tainis b'sulim haya mashim lebezin. He could go to the next morning on Monday as well.
What's the kind of Ezra?
Because Ezra is at Bezin sits Monday and Thursdays.
Monday and Thursday.
Yeah, okay. One of the 10 takanas that they made. So why not get married on Sunday? This way they could go the next morning, Monday morning, if there's no b'sulim. Why is it? Because there's another takana. Shaktu chachamim. They made a special takana. The Gemara is going to elaborate later on. And a few days from now, al takana spinos Yisrael, they made a takana for them. She yehei tarech besud shlosh yamim, echa b'shabbos, sheni b'shabbos, shlish b'shabbos, urevi konsa. So the chum wanted the women to enjoy a very nice suda, a nice chasen, not just simply a makeshift chasen in somebody's apartment. Actually, for my grandmother's 90th birthday. My aunt and uncle put together a whole DVD of my grandma Saba has been nifted for a few years now, but they put together a whole DVD of their picture, their wedding album when they got married 55 years ago or so. So it was in an apartment, like a little chuppah, and that was it. There were 10 people there, and that's they got married when they moved to New York. So, but the Chum wanted them to be a nice chush of chasana. So you want 3 days of preparation, getting nice meat, nice wine if it's possible. So they said you have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday to prepare. But if the wedding was on Sunday, so it's hard to prepare Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. Friday and Shabbos are shot. So there's only one day preparation on Thursday. So they pushed off to Wednesday is the ideal time to get married. So then the Gemara says, Achshav, now, Shishaninu Shaktu also, so now that we established this halach of Shaktu, that they gave 3 days of preparation, also Shishaninu Hagiyazman, that Mishnah later on in the Masechta, which says, if Hagiyazman v'lo nisu, when they set the 12-month time up, and if they don't get married, she's ochlos mishalov, ochlos mitruma. So then we're going to say, we're going to limit that. If hegiyaz man be'echa b'shabbos, that 12-month deadline falls out on a Sunday, mitoch shenu yochol lichnos einu malal mazonos. Since we don't allow them to get married on Sunday, because they require 3 days of preparation, we're also not going to make the husband pay her the mazonos if that ends up being on a Sunday. Okay, so that's how we figure out the initial confusion of the various brises in the beginning. The Gemara says now, Lefikach, according to this, Chola hu, O Shel Chalsahi, if he gets sick and can't get married when the 12-month deadline comes, or she gets sick and she can't get married on the 12-month deadline, or Shapir Sinida, she becomes a Nida and they can't get married either, then Einamala la Mizonos. We do not make them pay Mizonos. It's only when they're both able to get married and he refuses to marry her. But if there's something else holding them back, either he or she is sick or she's a Nida, then we're going to say there's no requirement to pay Mizonos until they're both healthy and she's no longer a Nida. Okay, so then the Gemara says, Ika debai la mi bai. Others present this as a shaila. As opposed to just saying the rules, he's sick, she's sick, and she's Nida, the Gemara really asks that a question. Ika debai la mi bai. Chala hu ma, what's the halacha if he gets sick? Do we say Hasam Taima Mai Mishum de Anus Vahach Nami Ha Anus? Do we say that by the case of
Sunday,
the Sunday is Anus, it's against his will. He has no choice.
Not necessarily Sunday, even Wednesday, if he got sick and he didn't get married.
No, I guess we were trying to figure out, we know the one example that we know he doesn't have to pay the Mizonos is if it falls out on Sunday. Because yeah. That's Anus. He's no choice. It's not up to him. So he's Pater. So do we say when he gets sick also that's considered honest? It's he didn't It's not his, up to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him sick, so that's against his will. It's honest. He should be patur.
Anyway, he has until Wednesday to get healthy.
No, let's say he gets healthy. No. Let's say he's sick on Wednesday. Two different cases.
Sick on Wednesday. Okay.
He's sick on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Does he have to pay on Wednesday? He's sick. So do we say, just like by the, if it falls out on Sunday, he doesn't have to pay because it's honest. It's not up to him. He wants to get married.
Yeah.
So if he's sick on Wednesday, I want to get married. I'm just not healthy enough to get married. So he's honest. And onus achmana patre. We're going to see the Gemara later on that when it comes to onus, people are patur. O Dilma, or do we say Hasam Anis Bitakanta Tidakin Rabbanan Hachalo? Or only there, it's a different type of onus. The Chamim came in and they uprooted it. But here, it's a different type of onus. Does Rashi explain why there's a different? Rashi doesn't really explain. I guess he's really saying the case of before of the Sunday is not an issue of onus. It's an issue of Takanas Chachamim. Chachamim say you cannot get married on Sunday. It's not a din of onus. And therefore, you cannot compare the halacha of Shaktu to the halacha of Chala, sick. So Gemara doesn't give an answer. But then it's Imtim Shalomer. If you want to say, if you're going to take the route of Chala Hu, Malal Mazonos, if you're going to Paskin, then if he does get sick, he's responsible to pay for Mazonos. And by the way, the post can point out that the Rambam always follows Imtim Shalomer. Normally when you read the Gemara, it's not Imtim Shalomer, it's just if you want to take that route, let's continue the logic. But not necessarily that we Paskin that way. But the post can point out, the Rambam always passing is like Imtim Shalomer. So if we assume that when a man is sick, and he can't get married, he still has to pay the mazonos. What's the halacha if chalsahi, if she gets sick? So ma, what's the two sides? Ma matzi amar la ana hakamina. Could he say, listen, I'm ready. I'm healthy. I'm ready to get married. Don't make me pay money because you're sick. Odima matzi amar la, or could she say, very nice husband, right? Odima matzi amar la nistach pasadeh. Or she could say, no, this, I'm your sadeh. I'm your field. I'm your kala. And it's your loss. It's your fault. It's not your fault, but that's tough luck on you. So Rashi explains in Stachba Sadeh, the very last Rashi on the page, on the Amud, Lashon Matar Sochef Nishtaf Sadecha. The rain comes and floods, wipes out the field. Klomer Mazal Chagaram Kim Hayom Ani Motelas Alecha Lazun. So it's your mazel, because from today I'm coming upon you to support me. This is your mazel.
What kind of financial are we talking here? Meaning, it's a few days to here and to here. What he needs to support in regards to food, truma, that's not a big deal. So why to make an issue out of it to begin with? That's such a big, you know, machloket, something.
You never know. It might be a lot of money for some people. Maybe she eats a lot. You know, there's a story of, I think it's Rabbi Yochanan's wife. I think more later on, Ksuba, Rabbi Yochanan's wife. She ate a lot. She's a big, big eater. And there's a whole big discussion with all the Yisomim, didn't want to pay her from the estate because she would eat a ton. I forget how the whole Gemara goes. I think it's the end of one of the Prakim. So maybe she ate a lot. Or maybe the guy just couldn't afford anything. Or maybe he just didn't want to pay any money if he's not married to her.
To feed her, you know, so that won't make the difference.
Okay, so the Gemara says now, so that's the question. So if he gets sick, we're saying that he got sick and he still has to pay. But when she gets sick, does he say, I'm ready. I'm ready to get married. Let's get married. It's your fault. I don't have to pay you until we get married. Or do we say, this is your mazel. She's your wife-to-be. This is your mazel. So it's you have to take the you have to take responsibility for this. So the Gemara says, "Vimtim Salama," if you're going to say, "Amrale nistach pasadeu," that she's able to claim, "Listen, I'm your field, and your field got it's your mazel. Pay me up." What's halacha by Pirsa Nida? Let's say she becomes Nida. Ma, what's halacha? Bishas Vesta lo tibarlecha. When it's the time where she's expected to see, it's part of her regular cycle. That was never a shaila. Why? Says the Gemara, going on to Amr Beis. She can't claim, oh, your field got flooded, your mazel, because it's not mazel. That was part of her cycle. So you can't say that's his fault at all. Nothing changed because of him. So in that case, everybody's going to agree if she's Nida and they can't get married because she's a Nida, so then he's potter from paying. Now, we're not going to get into this, but there's a discussion of chuppas Nida. You can't still have a marriage even though she's a Nida. It does happen. It happens to Lamaisa, and then there's a whole discussion, the Rambam and the Ran talk about how it works with chuppas Nida. But either way, the Gemara right now is assuming
but
if she's...
What do you mean it's not nistachfa sadeu?
Because...
You know 12 months ahead.
You know you
what will happen in Sunday or in Wednesday 12 months ahead. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you think that you have a vesed kavua, whatever the reason is.
You're right, you can't anticipate 12 months, exactly 12 months before, and it should be somewhat regular. But either way, if it came as part of a regular cycle, though, you can't say that's his fault. That's her biological...
When
cycle.
She got sick, it's not his fault. It's, you know,
no, but no. When something changed. When something changes, I mean, something stepped in and altered the something. So So why did something alter? It must have been some mazel of his had altered it. But when she becomes nida on a regular cycle, nothing has been altered. Nothing has been changed. So you can't say that's his mazel that caused it. That's her cycle.
Okay. I think you can say it. No problem.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because, you know, nobody can... It's something...
We also have to realize... Yeah.
You know, you can have something regular and all of a sudden it can change.
But this is not changing, though. This is regular. This is her regular cycle. She sees neither one. Their neither cycles, which
what? So if it's a regular cycle, okay, meaning they can expect it, right? So they need to do the right preparation prior to whenever the sidurim takes place. Now, in order not to get to that problem, but it's hard to expect 12 months ahead of time.
Now, I agree.
Even if it's regular, whatever, you know. Again, if it was regular and it was expected or not expected. And she got what she got, so that's her mazel too. Right. Who am I?
Says the Gemara now on the top. So if it's a situation where she became nida, but it's part of her regular cycle, so you can't claim it's nistach basadeo. It's not his mazel. That's her regular cycle. When the question was raised, ki tibaylecha, when we asked about her becoming nida, shelo b'shas vesta, when she saw it unexpectedly, when she saw it somewhere when she wasn't supposed to be seeing it. Then we say that might have been her mazel. My, do we say kaven de lo b'shas vesta havi matzi amrla nistach b'sadeu? Since she's seeing it when she's not expected to, listen, something changed my biology. Something changed something here. It must have been your mazel. Too bad on you. Your field is flooded, if you will.
Oh, Duma.
No, this is when it changes. Yeah. Here, no. The first case was when it's been her regular cycle. She saw when she sees every
cycle, and all of a sudden changed.
No, that's the second one. First case is she sees every day.
Okay. That's what I meant.
They're
connected together.
Okay, beautiful. So then the Gemara says, or do we say perhaps, Kevin Dika Nashe de Kom Mishani Vesayo Kishas Vesedami? Or do we say many women, and certainly nowadays, back then, their cycles apparently, it seems to be the Gemara discussed, it seems like their cycles were much more regular than women nowadays. But even back then, it was common for women to change their, alter their schedules. They weren't always seeing every single, the 15th of every single month. They would change also. So since it was very normal to change the vestos, so this is considered within reason, and it's not a change of mazel, and it's not his fault. This is just part of a regular cycle of a woman. So that's the Shiloh Gemara asks. So the interesting Tosos on the top, Tosos writes, in Dibur Maschil Matzi Amrle Nistach Basadeo. Veinu Yachol Du Liton. This is going on the first instance, I think. Let's see. And Yachol Liton, he can't claim the Adraba Mazlagar. Maybe you should turn things around and say, wait a second, this is your mazel that it turned over. This is your body, not my body. Since she's not chayv in mitzvah puravu, as we saw in the Gemara Nivamos, lo me'anshe, and she doesn't get punished, kidamrina b'yhaba ivamto. So he can't say, he can't turn things around and say this is your mazel, because her mazel, however the mazels work, her mazels don't really care as to her status, because she has no obligation in mitzvah peruvu. So whatever is being changed here has to be coming from his mazel, from his obligations of a mitzvah. Ode, moreover, says Tosos, Ta'isha hi sada shel baal vein habaal sada shela. She's viewed as the object of him, he's not the object of her. So he's the subject. She's not a subject. She's just a field. She's an object, so you can't be judging her as if she has no mazalama. She's just an object, just a field. Obviously not literally, but in terms of the relationship, she's more of the object than he is. And that's why it's always being looked at his mazal, not at her mazal.
She's passive.
Right. Okay, so that's the Gemara now. So we have this question. So what's the lacha? She becomes nida when she's not expecting it. Do we say this is his mazal, or do we say this is normal, and it's therefore he's not at fault? The Gemara explains as follows. Next, the rest of the Amud is going to be a bit confusing about various cases of onsen. So Gemara says, Pasha Rav Achai. Rav Achai wants to answer from the following case. He gives the mission later on, he gives man, the time the 12-month deadline comes, v'lo nisu, they don't get married. So the lacha is, ochos mishalova, ochos b'truma. So she could eat, and she could also eat truma if she's married to a Kohen. So the Gemara says, lo nisu, lo nasu lo katani, ela lo nisu. It doesn't say, they didn't get married. Rather, she was not married. Rashi writes, "Ella lo nisu hein lebailim chala talaha akva abanashim." The diktuk of nisu is going on. She was not married to. I'm not sure how to say it. The man marries and she gets. How do you say in English?
Lo nasu, lo nasu, lo nakatatan al shom lo nasu harusim et arustehim.
Right.
Nisu
Exactly. Nisu is her,
it's
Nasu is
all
him.
his fault, yeah.
I'm trying to say, is there an English way to say he does the marrying and she gets married too? I'm not sure if that makes sense. But either way, it does, it says, the Mishnah says, Nisu, it's when it's on her, when she's not able to get married. That's the problem, not when he's not able to get married. It says lo Nisu. It doesn't say lo Nasu. Lo Nisu, it says. So says the Gemara, what does that mean? If she's holding back for some reason, my ochlus mishalav ochlus b'tshuma. So why does she, if she says I'm not willing to get married, so why do we make the husband pay her? If they're not married and he says to pay her money, she's not willing to get married. It doesn't make any sense. So it can't be where she's holding back. Ela lav disnis. It must be a case where not she's willingly holding back, but something against her will is holding her back. It must not be a case of her getting nida. It's not a case of her getting nida where she wasn't expecting it. That was the ikuv. It was mitzad her, not her willingness, but still it was mitzad her. And we see from here, she still gets to collect the mizonos from him. And that's how Rav Achai really initially wanted to answer the shaila about her getting nida. So the Gemara says again, El lavda sinis kai gavna, is not a case of onus in this very case of piercing nida when she's not expecting it. Vikatani, and yet it still says, ochlos bishilo. She's able to eat the food, so even though the onus comes from her piercing nida, shalom b'shas vesta, she's allowed to collect the food. So it comes along, Omer of Ashi, li'olam amilcha kol onta lo'achla. No, may really say that every single onus that comes about, she's not able to eat. Even if he's sick, she's sick, she's nida. V'dekama'akve inhu, and really, he's holding back. When he gets sick, that's when he has to pay. But if she gets sick or she gets nida, he doesn't have to pay at all. Ah, so why does the Mishnah say lo nisu? Doesn't nisu imply like the ikuv is coming from her? It's her fault. But he's saying only when it comes from his fault is he obligated to pay. The Gemara says, Rav Ashi explains, ubedinhu dibar le lemisnei lo nasu. It really should say lo nasu when he's not able to get married, and that's when he has to pay. Ah, so why does it say nisu? I did the Tani Resha Bididhi, Tani Nami Besefa Bididhi. Since the beginning of the Mishnah was talking from her perspective, from the Nekeva, so do they finish the Mishnah talking from the Nekeva. But really, the Sefa should have been talking about from his perspective, not from her perspective. Because only says Rav Ashi, only when he's at fault does he have to pay, but when she's at fault, then he does not have to pay.
I wonder if in this case the Rambam would pass in like the second Imtim Selomar, as here the Gemara comes out and doesn't come. First Imtim Selomar, yeah, it says if he's the one who gets sick, he's going to have to pay. The second Imtim Selomar was if she gets sick, then he still has to pay because she could tie in a mazlach agar. But here you have, there's another teretz that Gemara says.
So this being an instance of Rashi is being ochre the Imtim Selomar rule, maybe. Let's take a quick look in the back.
What's the third teretz? You just said it in
the
set.
Which, the third teretz?
Yeah.
There's two teretz.
Yeah, one is the mazal.
Now Rav Ashi is saying that if she gets sick, she doesn't have to pay.
Yeah, okay.
And just use that lashon because of the ratio. So I'm wondering now, Sek was against Imtim Selomar we had earlier.
That's a machloket against the Mishnah. It's not a teretz, it's another teretz. It's why you need to pay.
It's a. They're arguing in what the Mishnah is saying.
Yeah.
Arguing what the Mishnah is saying. But one of the sides was that we say that
he pays anyway.
He pays anyways because it's his mazal.
Yeah.
And Rav Ashi was so answering that this lashon is not in the duty.
Yeah.
Okay, nothing bad. So the interesting Tosos here. Look at Tosos, the Ramaskal Pashit Rav Achai. Tosos writes, Lo kimoshe pirish Rashbam. I'm not sure where the Rashbam says this. The Hainu Rav Achai Gaon. There's a Rav Achai Gaon, one of the period of Gaonim, who they were the period before the Rishonim, pretty much after the Maraim. There was a small time period called Savaraim in between, but let's assume the Gaonim came right after the Maraim, or after the Gemara. Sometimes you find Rav Achai being placed inside. So the Rashbam apparently thought Rav Achai in the Gemara is actually Rav Achai Gaon, one of the Gaonim. The author of the Sheilta says, so he says, Lo kimo shepeish Rashbam, the Hainu Rav Achai Gaon, she'asa Sheiltas, that he made, he wrote the Sheiltas to Rav Achai. Say a sefer on Chumash, but it collects all the Gemaras, and there's a beautiful tziv on the side. Hayab besof kol amarayim, and he's of the end of all the amarayim. Lechach Mishnah Lishon, Mishnah Lishon, b'chol hashas parach Rav Achai. It always said parach Rav Achai, parach Rav Achai. That's the phrase always used. And pashit Rav Achai. Sharei kan Rav Ashi one al dvar. Rav Ashi responding. And Rav Ashi can't respond to Rav Achai Gaon. Rav Achai Gaon came after Rav Ashi. So Ella must be Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Shu Amora, V'chol Amora, Hayatovich Lashona, Kamo Magadeth Bar Rav Abo. So No, he was an Amora. Ah, so if he's an Amora, why do we always have the same language of Parach of Achai, Pasher of Achai? So Rabbi Natan says each Amora has a unique language that he used. We always have Megadi Parav Abohu. That was his language he'd always use. And it says Tahoy Be Rabbi Yochanan and Lait Allah Abaye. These are phrases that they used to use, the way they used to speak. So too, Pasher of Achai, Parach of Achai, the way that Rav Achai used to speak, and not to say that he was an independent individual, Rav Achai Gon, who came after the period, it must be an Amora who was contemporaries, or if not before, Rav Ashi came along. Okay, so the Gemara now says, with the two dots, Amar Rava. So we spoke about Ones now, and Ones and whether the husband has to pay Mizonos if some type of Ones happens. So it comes along the Rava, Amar Rava, Le'inyan Gittin, Ain't okay. When it comes to Gittin, what we said above is not the true. So we see that Rava holds there is no onus begin. So what does that mean? So look at Rashi all the way towards the top. It's four lines from the top. This is referring to Lafikach from before. Dashmina that we learned above, Sheikvis Haones Potarta Min Hamazonos, Linin Gittin, Ain Tainas Onus Moelas. So we saw above that the tain of onus can sometimes exempt him from paying mizonos. But with respect to gittin, we'll see examples in a moment, the tain of onus will not affect a gittin. Meaning, Rashi says, im nasan get li'isho, he gives a get to his wife, al manas, on a condition. Im lo avo ad zman ploni, I'm saying, I'm coming December, and the get is here. If I don't make it by December, it's a good get. You hate get, it should be a good get. V'nenas, he's trying to come back, and then the plane is delayed. He misses it, does not come back by the deadline. The loba, I ready to get it to get. We don't say onus accepted him. He meant to be there. The onus should undo the get. We don't say that. Ainu yachal omar onus ha'isi. You can't say him onus. If you make a get with a tanai and you don't meet the tanai, I don't care why you don't meet the tanai, even if it's an onus, the get's a good get.
You made the tanai.
You made the tanai, right. Okay. So why is going to elaborate on this content?
Did we say in regards to onus before that he doesn't pay?
Yeah,
if he gets sick, he's used onus to exempt himself. But here, by onus for gittin, onus does not get him out of the get. The get's a good get. So the Gemara wants to know, Minale l'Ravah. How does Rava know that to be the true, that onus does not prevent the get from being chal? Elaim, if you're going to say, Mehod the Tanan from the Mishnah that appears in gittin, Harei Zagitach, he says to his wife, this is your get. If I don't come within the next 12 months, this is your get. What happened? Umeis besoch shnei masar chodesh, and he dies within 12 months. He doesn't come back. Ain't no get. It's not a good get, because there's no get achar misa. The get's only chal after 12 months. He's dead at that point. Get doesn't work if the guy is dead. Even though he gave it earlier, 12 months earlier, it doesn't take effect until 12 months later. 12 months later, he's dead, so the get is no longer good. So the Gemara suggests making the following deal. Meis would only ain't no get, only because he died, the get's not chal. But hachala, hariz again. Let's say he's sick and he can't make it back within 12 months. So 12 months come, he doesn't return. He's alive. So there's no problem of lach or misa. He's alive. So it should be a good get. So if that's the suggestion we're going to make, that's the dik we're attempting to make. So maybe you could say, Dilma, liolme milcha chala namino get. Maybe you really could say that even when he's sick, it's not a good get. He guva kamash milan. So why, if it's a case of sick, as the same halacha as being dead, if he doesn't come back because he's dead, he doesn't come back because he's sick, in both scenarios, it's not a good get. So why does the Mishnah only present the case of mace? Also present the case of being sick? Because the Mishnah wanted to teach the following halacha. Maybe liolam again, dilma liolam eim lecha chalanami no get. Even if he gets sick, also it's not a good get. The Mishnah is coming to teach us the ein get lachar misa, to teach me the halacha that get doesn't work after he dies. If he's sick, he doesn't come back, it's not a good get either. But that's simply because of onus. So two different reasons. But they wanted to emphasize the halacha, if he dies within the 12 months, it's not a good get after 12 months because ain't get lach hamisa.
So onus doesn't mean the tnai. We just said before that it doesn't matter onus. The tnai is good.
When it comes to, exactly. So the Gemara is trying to figure out what the source is. If you want to bring that Mishnah as a source, there's a way to refute that source. There's another way to interpret it. I mean, you're right in the end of the day. Ain't onus begin. That's Rava. We want to know, Rava's an Amora. Does Rava have a backup from a Mishnaic source, a Tanaic source that supports us? So first we brought this Mishnah, and this Mishnah can be interpreted in a different way. It's not a proof for Rava. You could also say, really, there is onus begin.
Okay.
So this is not a good proof. So we're going to move on to the next thing. Exactly.
Okay.
So the Gemara is still working within this understanding right now, this Mishnah. The Mishnah hasn't moved on to the next proof just yet. So the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, Ein get lachar misa. This Mishnah is telling us that there's no get lachar misa. Hatana la reisha. We learned that from the reisha of the Mishnah already, this concept of ein get lachar misa. What does the reisha tell us? He says to his wife, this is your get. Im mesi. If I die. Hareza gitech micholiza. This is my your get if I die from this sickness. Hareza gitech lachar misa. This is your get after I die. All those cases, lo amar klum. It doesn't work because all those cases involve death. So the reisha really teaches the halacha of ein get lachar misa. So why does the sefer have to teach me a second time ein get lachar misa? So really, maybe the sefer is telling us that it's emphasizing only by misa, it's not a good get. But if he gets sick, it would be a good get because ein ones legitin. So the Gemara says, and it's a little bit confusing. The Gemara says, no, Dilma, maybe the repetition of this halacha of ein get lachar misa is lafuke midi rabu seinu. It's coming to exclude the opinion of the rabu seinu. Who are the rabu seinu? The Sanya. Rabu seinu haitiruhu lihinase. The rabu seinu permitted them to get married. What's this talking about? So you look at Rashi. Rashi says haitiruhu. Let's actually go Rashi lafuke midi rabu seinu. Itzrich de paliga alav. You need it because they argue on him. Va'amri, they say they ain't get lachar misa. He. Since they write the time when the get was written, they write a date. It was written January 1st. Since they write that, the lo mashra get ad shnei masach chodesh lo makasav yom ksivas haget besocha lichtov im lo basi the rosh chodesh ploni yeget. So what happens is he writes a get and says today's January 1st, and if I don't come by December 31st, it's going to be a good get. So Chacham say, why did he write January 1st on it? If the get's only going to work at December 31st, don't write January 1st on it. Must be, says the Chachamim, the fact that he wrote January 1st meant the get's a good get me'achshav from day one. It's hanging out there until, if he doesn't come back 12 months. If he doesn't come back after 12 months, l'mafrei was a good get from January 1st. So it wouldn't be considered get lachar misa. If he dies in between, it was really chal January 1st. That's why he wrote the time. So if they say you're permitted to get married, such a woman could get married and doesn't require chalitza from the Yibam. She's already the get's a good get. Ah, didn't he die on May 1st? He did, but it was affected already January 1st. So the reason why the Mishnah emphasizes it a second time, ain't get lachar misa, we do not hold of the Chachamim. Yes, the Chachamim say January 1st is written on the get. We ignore that. It all depends on December 31st. That's the important date. And ain't get lachar misa, we don't allow it to take effect l'mafreya. That's the double emphasis of this Mishnah. But nothing to do about making a deek about him being sick and not coming back. Nothing to do with the ain't on his beginning. So the Gemara wants to know, before getting back to the proof still, v'amrinan man Rabbi Seinu, who are the Rabbi Seinu who permit them to get married, the wife to get married, if it says January 1st on it? The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Beidina Disharu Mishcha. It's the basin that permitted Disharu Mishcha, the Savor Lek Rabbi Yosi, Damar Zmanel Shalshtar Mochiach. So what's this based in here? The basin that permitted Mishka, what's that a reference to? Ah, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah.
Yeah.
Yeah, quotes that?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. There's a mission of Avodah Zarah that talks about various things that are usher from an Akum. You can't have the Bishl Akum, Chalav Akum, Pas Akum, Shemen Akum. There's a whole list of things, and the Gemara goes on to explain that when it comes to Shemen, they were ochre that Gzera, you are allowed to have Shemen Shal Akum. There is no Isser of olive from a goyim. So that very same basin is the one who paskins like Rabbi Yossi, who holds that this Zman Mochiach Alav, since it says the time of January 1st when the get was written, even though there's a Tanai that it won't take effect till December 31st, that Zman is really the time that it takes effect Lima Freya. That's the basin. The Mishnah comes again to double emphasize that ain't get lachar misa. Even when there's a zman that's written January 1st, we do not go based on January 1st, we go based on December 31st. And if he died before December 31st, it is not a good get. So at this point, we have no raya that ain't onus begin. So then the Gemara says, Ella, maybe from the seifa of that Mishnah. Says the Mishnah there, and Gideon continues, Me'achshav, if he says there's going to be a get now from day one on January 1st, he says Me'achshav, he writes Me'achshav, says Me'achshav, she says there, if I don't make it back within the next 12 months, I don't come back before December 31st, or if I die within the 12 months, how is I get? This is a good get. So we see, the mace huadin l'chala. So lacha is, when he dies, and so too the Gemara thinks, even if he gets sick, it doesn't make it back, it's going to be a good get. But why? Why not say he's onus? He can't make it back. He's sick. So we see from here that even if he gets sick, it's tough luck on him. We don't apply the onus. It's a good get. Whereas, what do you mean? Why is that a proof? It doesn't say anything about being sick. Dilma, mace dafka. Maybe only when he dies is it a good get. Dilo nichle le tipol kamiyavam. Because he doesn't want his wife to be stuck to his brother. He'd rather her be divorced as they had to get married than it to be the death that permits her to get married. Because if it's his death, she's zakuk to the yavam. So he'd rather the get bichal before the misa. That's why he writes me'achshav. So that's what he wanted. But maybe when it comes to being sick, he doesn't want a divorce. He wants to stay married to her. What happens? He comes back January 31st, the next year, and she's already married to somebody else because it's a good get. He wants to be married to her. So he doesn't want it to be chal in that case. So there's no right from that Bryce, that Mishnah either, that if he gets sick, that their onus is going to take effect. Ella. So maybe from the following is going to be the Raya. Meha de Ahu Damar Lai. So this is not a Mishnah anymore. We're looking for Mishnayos for as a source. We've done with the Mishnah. We've exhausted the Mishnayos. That might prove the point of Ain Onus Begin. Now I'm moving on to a story. Meha de Ahu Damar Lahu. There's once a person who said to them, said to, I guess, Ada maybe, or maybe to Basedin, he said, Ilo asina mikan v'atlasin yom. If I don't return within 30 days, leve gita, let this document be a get for my wife. Also besof tlasin yom. He returned after 30 days. Upaska, so he's coming on the, I guess, the end of 30 days. 30 days are approaching, he's coming back. Upaska mavra, and there's a river that's overflowing and the bridge broke or something, he can't make it over. He's stuck. Amalu, he says to them, I'm not sure if they could hear him literally or people hear him, I'm on my way. I'm trying to come. I'm here. There's this river. I can't jump over the river. It's flooding over. What am I supposed to do? So what's the halacha? Amar Shmuel says, Lav Shmei Masya. This is not considered coming back. Yet we see you're coming back. We see you're texting. We see you're sending emails over. We know you want to come back and you're just stuck. Lamaisa, you're not back yet. It doesn't work. Ain onus begin. So Gemara says, so from this raya, from this story of Shmuel, this is perhaps serves as a proof to Rava that ain onus begin. What do you mean? Dilma owns to the Shech Shiny. Maybe a common and expected onus is different. Why? If it was an expected onus, so why is this an expected onus? Rashi didn't explain. I guess they expected the river to overflow. Let's see, is that why it's expected? Yeah. So apparently it was common that a river could overflow or perhaps you couldn't get across the river. So since this was an expected onus, it should have been stipulated. It says, if I'm held back because of this river, because of the boat, can't make it over, then it's not going to be an effective get. It should have written that. So just like, in certain insurance policies, you find certain things that are expected. They're going to stipulate all the different things. If this happens, if this happens, if it's an act of a god or something that wasn't expected, tell us a different set of rules. You can't expect there to be a tornado or an earthquake unless you live in Los Angeles. So he lived in a place where it was common where the river will be overflowing and the bridge won't work or the boat won't go across. So he should have stipulated this in the document. Since he didn't, this is not considered onus. This is his own fault. This is amazing. It was simply poshe for not putting this in the document. So the Gemara says you can't bring a rye from there. Ella, Rava svar d'nafshe kamar. There is no source. Rava created his own svar based on good reasoning. What was the basis of his reasoning? So Rava says as follows. Mishum tsnuos or mishum prutos. Because it's women who are tsnua, for one hand, the ones who are very modest and careful, and the prutos, the ones who are very promiscuous. So what does that mean? Mishum tsnuos, for the sake of the women who are tsnua, because the amris lo have a get, if they're going to say that won't be a get. So that's what happens. The husband's overseas. If I don't come back in 12 months, it's going to be a get. And he's trying to come back and he gets stuck. So if we were to say that it's not a good get, because he's onus, hold off on the get, what are the tsnuos going to say? The zimnin de lo onus. Sometimes it's really not an onus. He really didn't come back. He didn't want to come back. This svar d'onus, and they're going to say, maybe he's really coming back. He really loves me so much. He's coming back. I know he wants to come back. Umange, and they're going to say igunas. V'yasin, just stay single and alone for the rest of their lives. Because they're always going to assume that he really, really loves me and he's coming back and there's an onus. Even though there's an onus, he doesn't want to come back.
Why it's an aguna? It's to get chal because there's at night and he made at night.
No, but they're going to think, maybe really, he's trying to come back. And he's onus. He's stuck somewhere. He's trying to come back. He's onus. Well, if it is an onus, if you assume that onus will work for Gin, so it means the gets doesn't work because he's trying to come back. If you were to say that way,
then
they say, maybe he really wants to come back. He really loves me. So she's going to stay, think that the rest of her life and be stuck. but really he doesn't want to come back. So we said, you know what, when it comes to game, we're not playing games. Does he come back or does he not come back? No games of onus, because the tsunos are going to be stuck. And from the perspective of the pruto, says Rava, when we shim prutos, diamis lo lehavet gita, if we're going to say in the case of onus, it's not going to be a good get. The zimnan da onus, sometimes there will be an onus. He's trying to make it over and he gets stuck. And Amr, the pruto, is going to say, ah, lo onus, it's not onus. He doesn't care. I don't care about him. He doesn't care about me. V'ozo min sevei, and she's going to go ahead and get married, assuming it's a good get. V'nimsa get batal, and he's going to show up. And ends up being, he said, I tried coming back, but there's onus. The get is batal because of the onus. Ubanei mamzerim, and the children are going to be mamzerim.
Why?
Because she...
Is it good? Is it not?
No, no. No, if we say, onus works, though, that means he tried coming back. He got stuck. Something, some onus
we
happened.
We do not know because he didn't come back.
No, but eventually he came back 4 months later, and we have proof that he was onus. And she went ahead and got married. So therefore, because of the confusion of the tsnuos and the prutos, we say across the board, says Rava, we can't. He comes back, it's no good get. If he doesn't come back, I don't care why he doesn't come back, it is a good get. And that's the conclusion
so
of the Gemara.
Their conclusion is that onus is, what's the language?
Ain't onus begin? Exactly. Ain't onus. Ain't no, there is no onus. We don't apply onus. Onus is not a relevant factor when it comes to Gidden. Ain't onus begin. We do not apply onus to Gidden.
Well, it's going to leave too much uncertainty for both the fruits and so it's going to leave too much uncertainty. They're going to act too much or they're going to act too make.
Okay, so we started at Ksubas, not so bad. We have 120 days ahead of us, I think. Or so. 100.
What do you mean 120 days?
How many?
Yeah,
it's 120 pages.
How many pages is it?
The only one that's a full of the market.
That's right.
112.
112.